Welcome to AI Patent Watch, the podcast where we break down an exciting AI patent in each episode, what it covers, why it matters, and how it's impacting innovation. Whether you're a patent professional, an AI enthusiast, or an inventor looking for inspiration, you're in the right place. Let's dive into today's AI patent.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going deep on something that might just blow your mind. How AI could soon be personalizing your devices in ways you've never even imagined.
Oh, yeah.
We're digging into a fascinating U.S. patent recently granted to Microsoft for technology that uses AI to automatically configure your devices.
Mm.
Our mission today is to figure out how this tech works, what it could mean for you, and whether you should be excited or maybe a little concerned about the possibilities.
I think we'll find it's a little bit of both. The patent lays out a system where an AI client service actually lives on your device, like a tiny digital brain. This service uses machine learning models downloaded from a cloud service to analyze your usage data, what the patent calls telemetry.
So it's like my phone is secretly studying my habits. Should I be worried it's judging my app choices?
Let's just say it's more interested in patterns than judgments. And the device metadata plays a key role in selecting the right machine learning models from the cloud. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. For example, a model designed for a high-powered gaming laptop would be very different from one for a simple e-reader.
That makes sense. My e-reader definitely doesn't need to know about my high score on Candy Crush. But how does this AI actually do anything with all this data?
That's where it gets really interesting. The AI uses those models to predict events likely to occur on your device. These predictions are then turned into notifications that are sent to different components of your device, the operating system, apps, even the hardware, to trigger automatic configuration changes.
Okay, hold on. Events. Can you give me an example of what kind of event the AI might predict?
Sure. Let's say the AI notices you always plug in your headphones at a certain time, maybe on your commute home from work.
Yeah.
It could preemptively connect to your favorite music app, so it's ready to go the moment you put those headphones in.
That would actually be pretty cool. No more fumbling through menus while I'm trying to get my music going.
Right?
Is that the kind of personalization we're talking about here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or imagine you're trying to change a setting that's going to drain your battery life, like cranking the screen brightness up on a sunny day.
Yeah.
The AI could send a warning or even suggest a more battery-friendly brightness level based on the current lighting conditions.
So it's like having a little tech-savvy guardian angel looking out for me, making sure I don't make any foolish battery-draining decisions. Now I really like where this is going.
The possibilities are pretty exciting. The patent even describes how the AI could prevent you from installing an app that's likely to fail based on data from other users who've tried it.
Wait, so it could save me from wasting time downloading a buggy app? Now that's some next-level problem-solving. This AI sounds almost too good to be true.
It definitely has the potential to create a more personalized, efficient, and perhaps even less frustrating user experience. But it's important to remember that this is just one patent.
Right.
There are a lot of factors that will determine whether this technology actually makes its way into our devices and how it might be implemented.
Good point. So while I'm daydreaming about my personalized AI butler, we should probably stay grounded in reality. What else does this patent tell us about how this technology might work?
Well, one interesting detail is that it doesn't just apply to personal devices like phones and laptops. The patent specifically mentions configuring Internet of Things devices, like those found in your smart home.
You mean like my smart lights and thermostat? How would the AI work with those?
Imagine this. The AI analyzes your routines and starts preemptively adjusting your smart home devices to match your habits and preferences. It could learn your sleep schedule and automatically adjust the temperature of your smart thermostat for optimal energy efficiency throughout the night.
So my house could become as intuitive as my phone. That's both amazing and kind of wild.
It certainly points to a future where our homes and devices are seamlessly integrated with our lives. But there are also some important considerations that we need to explore further.
That's a perfect segue because there's something else I wanted to ask about. The patent mentions custom machine learning models. What exactly are those?
That's an important detail. Essentially, it suggests users could potentially have more control over how the AI operates. These custom models can be created using data that isn't shared with the cloud service, allowing for even more personalized configurations based on specific features of your device or personal preferences that the cloud-based AI might not know about.
So it's like I could give the AI some personal pointers on how I like things done. That's interesting, but wouldn't that require me to become some kind of AI expert?
Not necessarily. it's possible that developers could create user-friendly interfaces for managing these custom models.
Okay.
Imagine being able to easily set rules or preferences for how the AI interacts with your device.
Okay, now you're really getting my imagination going. It sounds like this technology could be a game changer, but there's still a lot to unpack.
There's indeed. We've just scratched the surface of this patent and its potential implications.
We were just talking about custom machine learning models and how those could give users more control over their AI-powered devices. But honestly, it's hard to wrap my head around how that would actually work in practice.
It's certainly a new frontier. But let me try to paint the picture for you. Imagine being able to set specific rules or preferences for how the AI interacts with your device.
Okay.
For example, let's say you're someone who is really concerned about data privacy.
Right.
You could tell the AI to only analyze your data locally on your device and never send any of it to the cloud.
So no more worrying that my device is spilling my digital secrets to some massive data center. That would be a huge relief for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Right.
Or let's take a different scenario. Say you're a power user who likes to tweak your device settings for optimal performance. You could create a custom model that prioritizes speed and responsiveness, even if it means sacrificing a bit of battery life.
I see what you're getting at. It's not just about the AI making decisions for us. It's about giving us tools to shape how the AI works to meet our individual needs. That's a much more empowering way to think about it.
Precisely. It's about finding that sweet spot, that balance between the convenience of automation and the autonomy of user control.
Now I'm starting to imagine all the possibilities. What if developers created custom models specifically for gaming? Or models designed to make devices more accessible for people with disabilities? We could see a whole new world of customization open up.
You're spot on. The potential for personalized functionality is enormous.
Yeah.
But it's also important to remember that we're still in the very early stages here.
Right.
This is just a patent after all. There's no guarantee that Microsoft will actually release this technology anytime soon.
Right. We can't get ahead of ourselves. There could be technical hurdles we haven't even considered.
There's also the question of whether people are actually ready to hand over so much control to AI.
Yeah.
Change can be daunting, especially when it comes to technology we rely on every day.
It makes me wonder about the role developers will play in all of this. For this technology to really take off, they'd need to create applications that integrate seamlessly with the AI system.
Exactly. We need to see how the software ecosystem adapts and evolves to support this kind of AI-driven configuration.
It also makes you realize how complex this technology is. We haven't even touched on the potential impact on jobs or the need to ensure responsible AI development.
Those are all crucial considerations. As with any emerging technology, it's our responsibility to engage in thoughtful discussions about its potential implications.
Well said. I think this patent has given us a lot to think about. It's sparked a whole conversation about our relationship with technology and the role we want AI to play in our lives.
It certainly raises important questions. How much control are we willing to give up in exchange for convenience? How do we ensure that AI is developed and used ethically? These are discussions we need to have as a society.
I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll be grappling with these questions for years to come.
Without a doubt. But for now, I think it's time to shift gears and explore a slightly different aspect of AI-powered device configuration.
You've piqued my curiosity. What else have you uncovered in your research? We've been diving deep into this Microsoft patent for AI-powered device configuration, and it's clear this technology has the potential to reshape the way we interact with our tech. But it's also raised some big questions about control, privacy, and even the role of AI in our lives.
It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
On one hand, we're drawn to the idea of AI seamlessly managing our devices.
Right.
Taking care of all the complex settings and tweaks, making our lives easier. But there's also a part of us that wants to stay in control, to understand what's happening behind the scenes and make sure our devices are working the way we want them to.
Exactly. It's like we want the convenience of a personal assistant without feeling like we've completely surrendered our autonomy. It makes me think about those custom machine learning models we talked about earlier. Could that be a way to strike a balance?
I think it's a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Imagine having the ability to set specific boundaries for the AI, to say, here's what I'm comfortable with you handling, and here are the areas where I want to maintain control.
So it's like setting ground rules for our AI assistants. We're essentially saying, you can handle the routine stuff, but don't touch my gaming settings without my permission.
That's a great analogy. It's about establishing a partnership with the AI where it complements our capabilities rather than completely taking over. And as this technology evolves, I think we'll see even more sophisticated ways to customize these AI models. allowing users to fine-tune their device experience to a remarkable degree.
That's pretty exciting. It sounds like this patent is just a glimpse into a future where AI becomes a truly personalized tool, adapting to our individual needs and preferences. But it also makes me wonder, how do we prepare for this future?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed and engaged. Don't just passively accept whatever technology comes along. Ask questions, explore the implications, and voice your concerns.
You know, this whole conversation has been a reminder that we have more power than we realize when it comes to shaping the future of technology. We're not just passive consumers. We can be active participants in this evolution, making sure AI is developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. The decisions we make today will have a ripple effect for years to come. So let's keep asking those tough questions, exploring the possibilities, and working together to create a future where technology empowers us, not defines us.
Well said. This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about. It's been a journey from the technical details of AI-powered configuration to the broader philosophical questions about our relationship with technology. And I think we've only just scratched the surface.
I couldn't agree more. It's a conversation that's just beginning.
And we hope you'll continue to join us as we explore the evolving landscape of AI and its impact on our lives.
Thanks for diving deep with us.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
And that's a wrap for this episode of AI Patent Watch. If you found this helpful, please take a moment to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. This podcast is curated by Bastian Best, a European patent attorney specializing in AI patents. To learn more about the exciting intersection of patents and AI, sign up for his mailing list for exclusive insights. Link in the show notes. And if you're already working on the next big AI innovation, now's the time to secure your own patent. Reach out to Bastian on LinkedIn or the podcast website to turn your ideas into assets. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next episode of AI Patent Watch.